In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits, who prowl throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Question 39. Did all the angels remain faithful to God? Not all the angels remained faithful to God. Some of them sinned. There follows here a cartoon on page 27, and underneath it the following quote from the book of the Apocalypse. Some of you might be used to hearing this book by a different name, the Book of Revelations, but we call it as Catholics the Book of the Apocalypse. And there was a battle in heaven. Michael and his angels battled with the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and they did not prevail. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And that great dragon was cast down, the ancient serpent, he who was called the devil and Satan, who leads astray the whole world. And he was cast down to the earth, and with him his angels were cast down. That name of the devil, Satan, it's a Hebrew word, means accuser. That's especially what the enemy does. He accuses and berates and tries to accomplish within us his great goal, which is discouragement. Sometimes people think, if you ask them, well, what does the devil want? And they say, well, he wants my soul. And the answer is, no, not really. He despises your soul, doesn't want it. But he does want to deprive God of it. That much he does. What he wants to accomplish always and everywhere in us is discouragement. Because when we're discouraged, then we are likely to quit trying to reform our lives, quit trying to pray, quit trying to repent. That's what he wants, is to get us to quit. There are other names by which the enemy goes. One is Lucifer, means the bearer of light. He was, at the beginning of creation, the highest and the greatest of all creation. In the cartoon, you see Saint Michael attacking the devil. He has a shield and a sword. The devil, in that typical old typography of the horns, the spiked tail, the pitchfork. All of that is symbolic, but really, Saint Michael does not do battle directly with the devil. In the prayer that we just heard, which was composed by Pope Leo XIII years ago, and which we say after every low mass, in the prayer it says, may God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits. In the next lesson, I need to discuss just a little bit about how we engage in spiritual combat to imitate Saint Michael. His name, by the way, is quite interesting, Mikael, who is like God. Because the old temptation of the enemy is always that you'll be like God, just like he gave to Adam and Eve. If this apple, you will be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil. He tried the same temptation against Saint Michael, and Saint Michael simply responded, Mikael, who is like God. Question 40. What happened to the angels who remained faithful to God? The angels who remain faithful to God entered into the eternal happiness of heaven, and these are called the good angels. 41. What do the good angels do in heaven? In heaven, the good angels see, love, and adore God. And we can add this, that they perfectly obey the Our Father when we say, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, they see, love, and adore God and obey him perfectly and cheerfully and quickly. They are good because they see God and love and adore. Evil sees good and mocks and despises and insults and refuses to bend the knee or the neck. And we should not be sentimental here about angels. They are terrifying beings. And if we see, like on the bottom of page 26, the cherubic face, a rosy-cheeked little thing with pretty blonde hair and a pair of wings, well, that is to show their innocence and their purity and their youth and the fact that they don't have bodies, just the head, but actually they are great and terrible beings. Number 42, how do the good angels help us? The good angels help us by praying for us, by acting as messengers from God to us, and by serving as our guardian angels. Number 43, how do our guardian angels help us? They help us by praying to us, by protecting us from harm, and by inspiring us to do good. We would, to our great detriment, neglect to pray to our guardian angels regularly.